policemen for starting in some parts of the country. Mail carriers in this part of the country, getting them knee-length walking shorts
mm-hmm.
in their uniform. And,
I haven't noticed that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Postmen, quite a few here in Houston, begin to use that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether the police, I understand in some part, well, I know in some parts of the country, I know that they use them in some parts of the country. They just, that hadn't been too many years ago when they let officers, police officers, wear short sleeve shirts.
Mm.
And now down in the valley, most of those people, they don't wear no kind of tie with their uniform. They wear their collars open and
mm-hmm.
short sleeves. It gets pretty potent down there sometimes.
If you're taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I'm not going to hurt you.
Did you ever use the word ain't?
Well, ain't was used quite a bit, in a lot of places, a lot of times.
Is that a word you'd use?
Well, we use ain't because it won't or it will not or something
uh-huh.
like that. We use ain't. And that's one word that's been used quite a bit here.
Uh-huh. If you were having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something, you might say, well, I'm right. What? Would you say, ain't I, or aren't I, or am I not, or how would you?
Well, now, it's me talking.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid I couldn't put that on tape after I lost my temper. Like the French would say, lost my temper plum.
If I ask you, is that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, well, I didn't go to town, so it must have been someone else, because it wasn't me.
Well, you couldn't have seen me because
okay.
I wasn't in town.
Okay, so you say it must have been someone else.
See, wasn't is another word. Was not. I should say was not, but I say he wasn't.
Okay.
And I think they use that pretty well all over now.
Do you ever say wadden?
Water?
Or wasn't?
No. Not that I can remember.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square cloth to use as a...
Swatch.
What else could you call that?
Well, some people would call it a patch.
Okay. And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
Well...
If it looks good on her, she'd say it's a very...
You got me there.
Or if it's very becoming or very attractive, a common word you might use, it's very...
Well, if a man was speaking to a woman, then he'd say, well, that dress sure looks good on you, what we would say.
Okay. And something you wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.
Do you say those words the same?
Yeah.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
Tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And
2 bits used to be a quarter, and half a dollar was 4 bits, and 75 cents was 6 bits.
What, a bit's 12 and a half?
Yeah, 12 and a half cents for the bit.
When did that die out?
I don't know. It just disappeared.
Uh-huh. If you go into a store and maybe they have a new kind of cheese or something and they want you to try it, they could offer you a free...
sample, that's all I know.
What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
He'd wear his Sunday clothes, that's all I can tell you.
If you just bought it, it'd be a brand...
It'd be a brand new suit of clothes or a brand new shirt or whatever you had on.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Parts of a three-piece suit?
Uh-huh.
Coat, vest, and pants.
Okay. Any other name for vest?
No. I don't know. There might be, but I don't know. We never even... Never didn't know that. I know it's beginning there lately. They're beginning to use vests a whole lot.
Uh-huh. What about another name for pants?
Trousers.
What's something that farmers would wear that come up?